welcome to our show. And on today's program, right next to me is Gay DeCesar from Ox. Gay, how are you today?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Good. I love the name of the kind of AUX. Man, there's just, you get right to it.
Yep. Dual meaning. We are sort of an auxiliary team that working with credit unions, but we also liked the ox imagery here because the ox is a symbol of strength, both in the financial world and of physical strength, you know, doing the heavy lifting. So that was sort of the point of that brand change
for us. I like it. Lots of representation there for sure. And then right below us, we have Kim Bohannon from the Tennessee Credit Union League. You're the chief innovation officer there. Well, congratulations.
Thanks. Thanks for having me on, Mike.
You're very welcome. All right. We're going to talk about, you guys have a partnership going here, helping credit unions, obviously, with their compliance, but as well as the need for collaboration and shared services within the industry. And okay, I'm going to let you go first on this one. So with the change in the administration and trying to continue to keep up with pandemic regulations, how can we make compliance easier for credit unions? And then Kim, I'll let you chime in as well. And then you guys can talk about how you guys have partnered to help out credit unions here. So how about that first one, Gay?
Sure. So with the change in administration, obviously, is bringing changes to us. Anytime there's a change in administration, there are changes, but we've been flip-flopping a lot since the Obama administration. There was a lot of consumer regulation, very consumer-friendly. We got the CFPB and other regs. Just as we were sort of getting up to speed on all of those and credit unions were settling in and kind of finally knew what they needed to do, then the administration changed. A lot of those regulations were sort of thrown out the window, sometimes without new regulations to replace them. Oh, so wow. There was some changes there. Credit unions, even when you don't have to do something anymore, or if, you know, it still costs money because you still have to change and you still have to learn whatever the new thing is, even if it's less regulation. So we help credit unions sort through all of that. They don't have time to do that. So we read the regulations, we're reading all of the analysis, and then we help them figure out how it works in the real world. Everyone on my team has worked in a credit union, so we've been on that side of the table. And we understand kind of the frustration of having somebody just read the reg to them or tell them what the regulation says. They don't need that. They need to know, I need to change my, you know, talk to my data processor. I need to talk to my forms vendor. I need to, you know, that type of thing. And that's where we come in to sort of help them understand the real world impact and what they have to do to comply.
And so you guys have partnered with the Tennessee Credit Union League. Kim, I want to get your take on this. I mean, because it sounds like, based on what Gay just described, it sounds like you guys are in some sort of like ping pong match with the changing administrations. Like, oh, we got regulations here, we got this, and it's just like this forever fluctuation. So how do you guys, in partnering with Ox, how are you guys helping your credit unions deal with this?
Well, for us, it was really about finding the best possible way to provide credit unions the highest level of service. And we wanted a partner that understood compliance. Just like Gay said, like regulations sometimes change pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. And so it takes a lot to analyze regulations, be prepared to answer questions, and understand credit union needs. So for us, Ox was a win-win. They are a great team of compliance experts. Many of their team members are well-known experts throughout the credit union industry. Mm-hmm. But on the other side of that, they're not just compliance experts. They also have a heart for credit union service. And that was so important to us that if we're going to partner with somebody, we don't want a traditional vendor relationship. Right. We want a partner that understands credit union needs and is going to be able to provide a really high level of service to credit unions and understand kind of what they're going through.
Right, right. And Kim, I'm going to stick with you on this one. How does the partnership work that allows you guys to help your credit unions thrive in a changing compliance environment? Because it's, again, it's seems like just a never-ending sea of change from administration to administration.
Right. So basically how it works is We partner with AUX to help with compliance questions and research. So a credit union might call into us and say, I have a question on, let's just say, Bank Secrecy Act. And maybe it's a quick question that I can answer really fast. I might know off the top of my head. Yeah. But it could be another question that is probably going to take an extensive amount of research, mm-hmm. and maybe something that a credit union really wants to talk it out. So in cases like that, we loop in the AUX compliance team and they supplement. So they'll come in and basically stand side by side with us. And so they'll help answer the question. They might take it a step further and do additional research. They will take the lead on it and follow up with credit unions. And to me, it takes compliance full circle. So we go from the compliance question comes in to team members get involved. We might discuss the issue back and forth. But in the end, we make sure that credit unions have the ability to understand technical regulations, and not just understand them, but be able to take them back and implement them in their credit union.
Right, right. And Gay, I mean, from your perspective, I'm kind of thinking when you're talking about from administration to administration, do you guys kind of gear up when a new administration is coming? Do you see it coming down the railroad track, so to speak? And then is there a kind of an uptick in questions after the change of administration? I mean, helping out folks like the league here and helping their credit unions out is...
There are, I mean, to be honest, with things like that, the league helps us as much as we help them in terms of, you know, looking at the regulations and figuring out, you know, what's coming down the pike. Sometimes it's hard to tell. I mean, you know, very generally, oh, this is going to be more consumer oriented. This is going to be more business oriented. But until you get there and see what the actual regs are, it's sometimes hard to tell. To be honest, we haven't had... We're just starting to see regulations from the Biden administration and starting to think about, you know, what those changes might be. We've been dealing more actually with pandemic related questions still for a year now. We've been, credit unions really want to help their members, obviously, but they are making exceptions that they've never thought about making before and wondering how their examiner is going to view that and things like that. So we help them work through some of those things. Okay. Even now, just with a year in, we're still seeing changes. There were just some Reg D changes were made permanent. So that we're helping them work through what changes they have to make for membership agreements and data processing changes for things like that. Mortgage forbearance, the Biden administration just extended that out through the summer now. So we're starting to get questions about things like that. Some of the accommodations that credit unions made a year ago that they thought would be, you know, 6 months from now, those things are starting to expire, but the situation hasn't changed. Yeah. So what do they do with that? You know, that those are the kinds of questions that we're now getting. You know, with the second round of stimulus checks, can I garnish that for child support? You know, questions like that. Mm-hmm. And the second round is different from the first round. So those are the kinds of things that we're helping credit unions walk through now.
Well, it seems like it's such a moving target, especially with the pandemic stuff. You guys must be on your toes 24/7 dealing with this type of stuff, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Kim, are you guys on your toes as well?
Yeah, and I think you brought up a really good point. That's why it's so important for us to partner with a team. It's a lot for someone on our side to take on, because it's not just answering one compliance question. It's analyzing regulations that are in progress. And as Gay mentioned, regulations that are expiring, and then what might be happening in the future.
Yeah.
So for us, having that team approach just made so much sense. And I think it allows us to deliver an even higher level of service to our credit unions.
Mm-hmm. Which your credit unions certainly appreciate, especially in times like these. I could imagine what it was like, you know, about this time next, well, maybe March, April, this time last year. Oh my goodness, what you guys must have been going through was, I don't even know if we want to go back there and even talk about that. Good, great. So what do you guys hope to achieve, or what are some of the goals? Say, Kim, I'm going to ask you this one. What do you guys hope to achieve, or what are some of the goals that you hope to gain from this partnership? Or if you haven't gained them already, I'm sure.
Well, I think we've already seen quite a bit, but I think for us, it's the value in having a good strategic partner. I mean, we want to do our best to serve our member credit unions, but in the end, our goal is to make sure all of our credit unions can serve their members. So anything that we can do behind the scenes to make that seamless, to make that happen without any problems, that's our goal. I mean, just like credit unions are based on people helping people, mm-hmm. that's our basis. That's our philosophy behind this partnership with Aux, is we want them to answer questions just as if a member of their credit union was standing right in front of them and they need to figure out a way to respond to that member. That's one thing that Gay and I have talked about, is always anticipate that credit union that you're talking to, they likely have a member who is confused, or maybe they're upset, or they're going through something. And we want to show that credit union that their question is important, their question is valuable, and we want to show empathy. And, you know, for us, Aux has just been tremendous in their response and just their ability to serve credit unions.
This is fantastic. And Gay, I want to get your perspective on that as well, because again, this is such a moving target, but to have something like this, to have your services helping out the league and then the league transferring those to their credit unions. Oh my gosh, that must be a beautiful thing in times like this to have a resource like that there at the ready, right?
It really is. And it's funny that, you know, Kim mentioned the people helping people aspect, and we have at Aux have always said that we're the people who help the people who help the people. and I think that the league is the same way. I mean, they are the people working in the background to help the credit unions serve their members better. If I can do the research so that they can, you know, be talking to members and doing what they do best, really, mm-hmm. member mm-hmm. service, then we've helped that credit union. We take the time to do that research or to think through the problems on the backside so that they don't have to do that. We really do. I love that, you know, Kim recognizes and the heart for credit union service. Everyone on my team has worked in credit unions, understands credit unions. We don't quote bank regs. We don't, you know, we don't use bank speak. We are credit union people first. So we don't like to be considered to be a vendor. We are a partner and we are credit union people. So working with the league is really an extension of that. It's a really great way for us to help 120 more credit unions that we wouldn't have been able to help otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially the credit unions who might not have the resources to keep up with something like this. I mean, this is it's such a moving target. I mean, you need to have the resources to keep up with it, because this seems like it's a daily thing or an hourly thing. So yeah, to have that there is tremendous. So
yeah. Indeed. And Mike, if I could just add, I mean, we have credit unions that have 400 members and one staff member,
all
the way up to credit unions that have hundreds of employees and hundreds of thousands of members. Mm-hmm. And I think having Aux as a partner is a real valuable tool for us, because they can work with people throughout that entire spectrum. Both Gay and I have been compliance officers in credit unions, so we understand that pressure of having someone right in front of you that's like, I've got a crisis, I need an answer right now. And we went into this with the understanding that you never know when that person calling or emailing you is that one that's, you know, is that credit union person who's got a member right in front of them. So we always try and take that approach that we don't want to just say, okay, that's a good question, we'll get back to you in a couple of days and, you know, we'll just research it. But we really want to go that extra step and understand that they may not even know the question that they want to ask.
Yeah.
They just know the answer they want to get. They don't know how to get to it.
Right.
So Gay's team has been really good about just taking a few extra minutes to talk to the credit union staff and find out tell me what's really going on. What do you need help with? And tell us, you know, exactly where we can help out with. Just not, here's what the regulation says, and mm-hmm. good luck. They really take it the extra step.
Indeed. And this stuff, I mean, this stuff is always important to know and abide by and keep on top of. But the last 12 months have just taken it to a whole new level, I would think, just because of the hoops we've had to jump through and stuff. Oh, my goodness. So, oh, my gosh. Great stuff, guys. Anything else here to wrap up? Because, this is such important stuff for credit unions to stay on top of, for sure. So, Kim, anything else to add here to wrap up?
I just want to reiterate, I think this has been such an important opportunity for us to partner mm-hmm. and not outsource compliance, because it's something that we're still involved in very much so, but we partner with Aux to help answer all of the questions and do the extensive amount of research and keeping up with, like Gay said, all of the regulatory changes. But it's been a great partnership.
Indeed. Well, good to hear. And Gay, any final words to wrap up here?
Well, I would just thank Kim for the opportunity. This is our first league partnership, and it is going very well so far. As Kim said, we do talk to each other. So with state chartered credit unions, my team will research the state law, but we know that Kim is really the expert there. So we work with her to make sure that we get the right answers back to the credit unions as quickly as possible. It's just, we're really looking forward to deepening relationships with the credit unions and with the league as we go forward. And I am just looking forward to see what comes next.
Good deal. Well, it sounds like good things are coming next. So keep up the good work. And I'm sure those credit unions, as well, their members are greatly appreciative for all the work that's been done kind of behind the scenes and keeping that momentum going. So again, thank you so much for taking time out today. Appreciate the time. And again, keep up the good work. All right, guys.
All right. Thank you, Mike.